you are live Love on Blog Talk Radio.
No. Not yet. Not yet.
Accepted exclusive list.
Wait till after me.
Yeah.
After this song, we good.
La, 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 la. Shit you don't do.
Iceberg, what it do, boo?
DJ Ready,
fuck us, promise. Fuck us, promise, yeah. Fuck us, promise. Fuck us, promise, yeah. 100 style to 100 style. 100 style, no, 100 style. You 100 style, buy 100 style. A million dollars, have money, shop. Fuck us, promise. Fuck us, promise, yeah. Fuck us, promise. Let's fuck up some promise, yeah. 40,000 to 100,000. 100,000, not 100,000. 100,000, 500,000. $1 million, I'm a money child.
Fuck up the promise, country. Let's talk about the future. My homie just robbed the Uber. I get a discount on cruises. Ain't no more cash money, just money. When a nigga pull up if it's something, they don't call me Junior no more. They call me the number one son. Get no fuck shit. We don't get no fucks. Put on my tux. Here comes the bride and her all white cup. Yeah, 100 million to a fucking billion. All these broke niggas unfamiliar. My bitch bad, I say Mama Mia. Pants sag like the younger Leah. Look,
fuck us some promise, yeah. 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 100 style to 100 style. 100 style, no, 100 style. You 100 style, buy 100 style. $1 million, have money shout. Fuck us some promise, yeah. Fuck us some promise, yeah. Fuck us some promise, yeah. Let's fuck up some promise, yeah. 40,000 to 100,000. 100,000, not 100,000. 100,000, 500,000. $1 million, have a money show. Fuck up the llama. I'm hot like a sauna, yeah. The burner is on me. Can't play with that money, yeah. I'm fucking with shorty. I'm loving the way that she fucking me, yeah. Get no fucks, yeah. We don't get no fucks, yeah. Throw my cup, yeah. I just bought my plug, yeah. Full of the mud, yeah. Nigga, full of them drugs, yeah. Feeling real right, yeah. I'm on the same thing as Mike, yeah. Ball of ice, yeah. I wanna beat that dough like Ike, yeah. Fuck us some commas, 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 yeah. 100 style to 100 style. 100 style, no, 100 style. You 100 style, buy 100 style. $1 million, have a money shop. Fuck us some commas, yeah. Fuck us some commas, yeah. Fuck us some commas, yeah. Let's fuck up some promise, yeah. 40,000 to 100,000. 100,000, not 100,000. 100,000, 500,000. $1 million, have a money shower. Put you on the first 48 hours. Round 22 and sleep 2 hours. Put 24s on a new outlet. White on white light, baby powder. Drop your bitch off a foot count. Might count it up and then recount it. Drop clubs like, don't you? Yeah. Watch down with these goonies, yeah. Get no fucks, yeah. We don't get no fucks, yeah. Go fill my cup, yeah. Bitch, go fill my cup, yeah. You heard that? Songs, man. Yeah. I'm cool with the club, baby. The cooler like A-Con.
Fuck all the bullshit. Call the seats coming. The ball of seat coming, yeah. The ball of seat bumming.
Yeah. We on the air.
Can you hear me? What's going on, KG? What's going on,
West Coast? What's up, Wes?
What's up? Can you hear me now?
Oh, we can hear you a lot good, man. What's going on, man? This Unsigned Hot Radio. What's going on, my brother?
Man, what's going on, man? We coming to you live and direct today, y'all, from out of the ATL, you know what I'm saying? Stinger Boy Music Group is definitely in the building, y'all, you know what I'm saying? Welcome to another episode of Unsigned Hype Radio, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We doing it real big. We got to apologize to y'all because last week we had some technical difficulties. You know what I'm saying? We couldn't really get in, you know what I mean, and everything like that due to the servers being down and everything like that. But today we got an action-packed show. Today we got Cody Brewer on the show with his
Cody.
New single. And we got my man Cody on the show today, man. You know what I'm saying?
Cody.
And of course, yeah, Cody. You know what I'm saying? And of course, we got my man Black Child. You know what I'm saying? Black Child used to run with Murder
Black
Inc. We gonna get into what? Yes,
Inc.
man. We gonna get into what? We gonna get into all what he's doing and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? But first of all, let's catch up, man. What's going on out there, Kenji? What's going on out there in the ATL, man?
Man, everything, man, West Coast, you know, ATL is always popping. Of course, you know, they shut down the Freaknik, you know what I'm saying? You can't even say that word in Atlanta. Let's get on that. you know, they somebody tried to hold a freak nick on Memorial Drive at the atrium, and it went all the way to CNN. Like, you can't even say freak nick in Atlanta. They don't even want that in here. So that's the big thing going on right now in Atlanta. They shut down freak nick.
Really?
Ain't no freak nick. Ain't no freaking going on nowhere in Atlanta, Georgia. They are not having it. So that is the biggest thing in Atlanta right now. You know, everybody that, you know, was coming from around the world to come to Atlanta because they just said it's going to be a freak nick on Memorial Drive. You don't want to play with DeKalb County. DeKalb County don't
right.
play. And you are
okay.
not about to come
okay.
to Atlanta and do all that. We know
okay.
what happened in the 90s. And yes, we love the freak nick or whatever, but you can't even say that word without it being a stigma in the city. We are not about to do that. It won't be
wow.
won't be no gals pee popping on top of cars and half naked, and there's none of that going on. We shut down the interstate in 1996. I'll never forget that because they had the Olympics here, so they wouldn't let us off the
right.
exit. So we just shut down the whole interstate. They ain't letting that go on no more. And Memorial Drive, not in East Atlanta. Y'all know what it is.
Wow. Okay, then. Big shout out to out there in Atlanta, man. I seen that in my feed on Facebook and everything like that. And I was meaning to get in touch with you to find out exactly what's going on, man. Because I know the Freak Nick, man, every year is a big event.
That's a big event. If you even say that word, man, listen, it went all the way to CNN, the newspaper, everything. They shut that stuff down. It's not even going down. Like, there'd be no freak nick
wow.
in Atlanta. Like, you need to call it something else. They ain't even going to even – because if you say freak nick, people come from everywhere. There's certain things that they're going to expect. And if that's not it,
right.
they're not doing it, especially on Memorial Drive. No, we not doing it in Atlanta. But Atlanta, we are, you know, saying the topic of discussion all the time because always something always going on in Atlanta. People in Atlanta, you know what I'm saying, we appreciate y'all for always – you know, since supporting like Atlanta, you know what I'm saying, is the hub. But for everything that goes on, whether it be musical, comedy, whatever it is, you want to come to the A, man. We appreciate it. And definitely out in Vegas, you know what I'm saying, Vegas, all them clubs out there, man, West Coast got that, you know what I'm saying, sold up out there. We want to give a, you know, shout out to Las Vegas and everything on that West Coast that's going on. We, you know, you hear a lot about Atlanta, but, you know, Atlanta's Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? When you come here, you don't want to leave.
right.
And that's
right.
real
well,
talk.
Listen, man, we had we had the same thing going on here. You know, I don't know for all the people that's logged on right now, you know what I'm saying? If you want to holler at me and my man Kenji, hit us up at 657-383-0199. Press the one
yes.
button to speak to one of us. You know what I'm saying? That's 657-383-0199. Let me say that again. 657-383-0199.
Let's go.
Right? You know what I'm saying? That's how we get it in out here. But the same thing was going on out here, man. Big shout out to my man Trigger. You know what I'm saying? My man Sean Trigger Hodges out here. You know what I'm saying? He's been doing the I'm So Big movement, all right? It's been a big movement. You know what I'm saying? We got the mixtapes going on and everything like that. I'msobiggest.com. You can go listen to the mixtapes, everything like that. I'm trying to get him to call in this evening to explain the same thing that happened in Atlanta. The same thing happened out here. We rented out the mansion. We was doing the I'm So Vegas movement and everything like that. I said maybe 200-300 people showed up. The gang task force showed up and shut the whole event down. They even took my man to jail saying that he had a warrant and he didn't have a warrant. You know what I'm saying? So,
wow.
You know, the question is right now is really what's really going on in hip hop to where we can't even throw any events anymore. The police think that because we had everybody, we had Blood, Crips, Vice Lords, we had Damus, we had everybody under the fucking rainbow in the spectrum at this mansion. Wasn't nobody tripping, wasn't nobody set tripping, wasn't nobody talking shit. Everybody just wanted to perform and network, and the police came and shut it down before it really even got kicked off and got started. You know what I'm saying? They came and they told my man Trigger, you know, you got a warrant out for the arrest, things like that. Trigger didn't have any warrants out. You know, Trigger's an upstanding guy, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. He didn't have any warrants out. He didn't – his plate was clean, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, we got a lot of stuff going on in hip-hop these days. You know, of course, I see the big topic, the one thing that's trending right now on Facebook is Young Thugger in this dress. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not knocking nobody for what they do.
West Coast, why is people wearing dresses? I mean, men don't wear dresses. We don't do stuff like that. I don't know what's really going on with this little style and what's going on, but we don't wear dresses, man. Who does that?
We old school. The way we was raised, we don't wear dresses, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. But obviously, Young Thugger thinks that he's supposed to wear a dress and everything to some shit in the game. I don't know. My thing is this. You need to stick with what you know. You need to stick with how you was raised. And I don't know. We don't really even know how he was raised. You know what I'm saying? For him to put on these dresses. I know Will Smith's son has been wearing Vera Wang, things like that, and wearing dresses. Now he's ready to get a sex change. I don't know what's going on with our younger generation right now. But my thing is this. If God created you to be a man, that's what you need to be. There's no in-between.
Right.
There is no straddling the fence. There is no, go past, go and collect $200. There ain't nothing like that. It's be who you are and be what you were created to be, as far as I'm concerned. That's just the way.
We got some callers out there that want to, you know, chime in on what we talking about. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't believe in no man wearing no dress and doing all the things they do. If it's some callers out there that want to chime in and give their, you know, opinion, please call in again. 657-383-0199. We want to give your opinion because, like I said, we're talking about it and we're doing what we're doing. But we definitely want, you know, send your opinion on what you're thinking about it because, like I said, it's another generation. Like I said, we ain't saying we some old heads, but we came in a generation that don't tolerate that. So again, if you want to call in and chime in on what you're doing, you call in at 657-383-0199.
Exactly. And make sure that you press the one button to let us know that you're in queue and you want to speak to the host or the co-host. You know what I'm saying? Like he said, 657-383-0199. You know what I'm saying? But the topic today. Let me kind of give everybody a synopsis of what the topic is today. I know last week we were talking about licensing for music. All right. I know. Me and Kenji, we usually talk every other day of the week and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? And he turned me on to 46 different ways of licensing your music. You know, if you go to the Fat Man Detroit's Finest Facebook page, we made a post there of letting you know of Music Weekly, Music Biz Weekly magazine has an article in there that will tell you and teach you how to license your music in TV, film, reality shows, commercials, you know what I'm saying, et cetera. The gambit is so broad these days to where, you know, because everybody's not made to be a star. Everybody's not made to be a Jay-Z or a Kanye West, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's not made to be a Dr. Dre, you know what I'm saying, or a Future, you know, or a designer or something like that, you know what I mean? So there's other ways of getting money in this industry that a lot of us don't even know about. These are a lot of the secrets that the industry keep from us because they want us to stay narrow-minded. They don't want us to think broad. They don't want us to think outside the box. They want us to stay narrow-minded. I know there was an article that came out a few weeks ago from Universal Records that basically stated that they're not trying to sign any artist that's over the age of 25. Hear me again. They're not trying to sign any artist that's over the age of 25. They feel if you haven't made it by the time you're 25 or built a big enough buzz by the time you're 25, you're basically kind of washed up. And I think that's wrong for them to put that out there because there are more talented old school people than there are new school. Do you not think so, Kenji?
I think so. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter what age it is. It no matter when you come about, you know what I'm saying, that you feel like you can be out here. music is music. And at the end of the day, a hit song is a hit song, no matter what age you is. If that is a hit song, then it doesn't matter, because, like, say, you got sync licenses and mechanical licenses. Mechanical license is the thing that you sell, the things that you sell in your Target and your Walmart and your mom-and-pop stores. Now, your sync license are things that are dealing with film, television, TV shows, commercials, video games, presentations, YouTube videos, and all that stuff like that. All that stuff you get paid from. And if you got your publishing together, that's not where you get your check. Don't think because you're on the radio and all this stuff like that. No, there's a company, and I want to say, I want to give a big shout out to Nashville. Nashville has all that in place. If you want to get your stuff registered, you want to get your BDS encoded. If you want to be BDS encoded, BDS is a thing that when your stuff spins, it picks up the signal, and that signal goes to Oklahoma. That's where you go to get your BDS encoded. Now, with your sync license, it's thing that you resonate through films, TV shows, commercials, video games, presentations, YouTube videos, and anything that your stuff is synced up. So every time that is spun, every time your video is on Revolt Nation or MTV2 or MTV or whatever that situation is, you're going to get paid. A lot of people don't know that.
Amen.
Mechanical,
amen.
It's totally two different things. Mechanical is thing that's physically sold. Or your downloads, anything like that. Now, sync license, like I say, is YouTube videos, video games, presentations, commercials, TV shows, films. Get your stuff in that. Now you got check. Now you can go to your mailbox every 3 months. It goes in the quarters, January, February, March, April, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. That's how it goes. And you'll get a check every 3 months.
All right.
Publishing is 100%.
All right.
Writers' credits is 50%. If you're the sole writer, you're going to get that check shot every 6 months. Publishing is every three
right.
months. Must learn about how you get paid in this industry. Get your music heard, and don't think about, I got to get it on the radio. Radio should be your last thing, not where the music industry is set up. Now you need to get your stuff in the film and commercial and YouTube videos and all that stuff like that. Get your stuff in that. Then you're talking about some real money.
Amen. 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 That's what I'm talking about. See, here on Unsigned Hype Radio, we are the most informative internet radio show that comes on every weekend, every Saturday at 5 o'clock, Las Vegas time, 8 o'clock Eastern time, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. So you're not going to get this type of information just off the internet or just off of Facebook or anything like that, because they don't want you to have this type of information. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So once again, Kenji, let them know what type of rights that they need to be looking for.
You need to be getting your mechanical license together and your sync license together. If you on YouTube and you got them commercials coming in, YouTube going to pay you. If you want to get your stuff in television and film, You need to, you know what I'm saying, put it out there, because if they play your stuff, if they sync your stuff up, say you got a video shoot. If they sync your stuff up and put your stuff on MTV 2 or, you know what I'm saying, Revolt Nation or any of these folks, you get paid. If you don't know, now you know. God bless you.
Exactly, 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 because we are here to teach, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. And I want people to also be aware of, this was one of the other things that we were talking to, and I'm going to get this A&R from Universal to come on the show. I'm going to try and get him to come on next week and everything. One of the other things that we were talking about with this A&R was as far as your views. You have to be careful about getting these people that's going to give you, you know, you pay them $50, they're going to get you 1 million views and everything like that. Because now they've created an app.
Be careful of that.
Where, you know, now they've created an app to where this app can distinguish real views from computer-generated views, okay? I'm
going
to say this again.
Yes.
I'm going to say this again. They have created an application that can distinguish between real views and computer-generated views. Now, we also spent time in looking up a lot of people's views. We looked up, like, Beyonce. We looked up Kanye West, things like that. People, even our major artists in the industry, are still using computer-generated views. If you got a fan base of 8,000 people, or no, 8 million people plus, you don't need to generate no type of views. The views will generate itself because your fan base
right.
is going to come to your video and patronize what you do. You don't have to go out and get some entity or some other establishment to punch up your views, as they say. We don't need to punch up views. We need views to register, just like he was talking about when BDS, when you get your BDS scores and everything, when that song plays at that light goes off out there in Oklahoma, same thing, same game. You know what I'm saying? We need to be able to dictate and track our own views instead of being computer-generated views. That's not feasible. You're incompliant that way.
Right.
You're not accessible.
Now, we got somebody online from the 347. Can we bring them on in?
Yeah, bring them on in.
Black Child.
Is Black Child in the building?
Yeah, Black Child in the building.
What's going on, Black Child? I see you are from New York. What's going on, Black Child?
Yep, everything is good, man. I'm maintaining, man.
That's what's up, man. It's good to hear your voice, man.
I was calling in too early. I was calling in at New York time earlier.
I keep letting people know this. We are on West Coast time. You know what I'm saying? When I say 5 o'clock, I'm talking about 5 o'clock West Coast, which should be 8 o'clock East Coast time. You know what I'm saying? But we are so happy to have a Black Child on the show today. You know what I'm saying? He was supposed to have been on last week, but we had technical difficulties and everything going on and everything. So, yo, Black Child, explain, you know, introduce yourself. Let everybody know who you are, where you at, what you be, and what you're about.
Man,
yes,
Black Child, straight out of New York, off of Ink Records, or Murder Ink Records, with Sean T and Ja Rule and Irv Gotti. You know, been in the industry for a while, been blessed to be able to, you know, transfer my music career and like kind of like transfer that over to film. And I'm in the building. I'm here to show support and give whatever insight and knowledge I can do to help and assist anybody else that's looking to get in the game.
So then you know about you're understanding what our topic is today about the licensing your music then, am I correct?
Yes, definitely. I understand fully. That's how I make a lot of my income. I may not have put out no music in a while, but I do a lot of licensing deals all the time.
Okay.
Let them know, you know what I'm saying, when the license, as we talked about, let them know, you know what I'm saying, as far as what you've been doing with your license and stuff, because like I say, Black Child, we fans. And we want let the public know, you know what I'm saying, how they can get paid. Explain that to the public.
Definitely. Like now, a lot of things, like I said, I'm transferring a lot of my work over into film. And just recently, the last licensing deal I did, BET has this new program called Inside the Label, where they go inside the label. They did Terror Squad, they did Grand Hustle, they did Uptown Records, Bad Boy Records, and they just go behind the label and talk. Well, I had cameramen following me around in around 2000, 2001, and I just licensed them some of the footage from back then, because now it's a new program. Even though it's 2016, they wanted some of that old footage, which I own the footage because I have my own cameraman. I paid for it and everything, and because of that, I was able to license them some of the footage for their new program. And then, you know, I license songs off to the Fast and Furious. So every time a Fast and Furious movie come out, my publishing checks rises, because I did a song for the first Fast and Furious. But as you know, every time they put out a new Fast and Furious movie, all the old ones get played on cable and the DVDs go back up. So you generate money off of that. And that's just a good source of income, especially for artists that's just coming in the game. You know, you can solicit your music to these movies company, they TV programs. They may use your songs in the background at a club scene or someone riding in the car, and you can make money and you generate money off of that.
That's what's up. I just finished the Fast and Furious 8. So I was on there, you know, set with Ludacris and Tyree, and you know, seeing how that whole thing. I'm blessed to be in that. So that Fast and Furious 8 will be April 17th. So look out for Black Child, you know what I'm saying? If you ain't got that.
Congratulations on working with that. I'm looking forward to
yes,
it. Like I said, when those come out, it generate money with all the other films that's out.
That's what's up, bro.
Right.
Hey, man. Yes.
That's
we definitely appreciate
up.
You, you know what I'm saying, bringing that, you know, that knowledge. And, you know, people that just don't know, like a song is just not a song. It's not about you getting on the radio. It's about other things, man. It's 46 different ways you can get your stuff licenses around here and money that you can get. And you definitely got to have the right team around you. And I know you, Black Child, you had a great team behind you with Irv Gotti and them folks over there, Seven. One of my good friends from Lexington, Kentucky.
Kentucky in the
building, you know what I'm saying? One of my good friends, you know what I'm saying? I know personally, you know what I'm saying? You was working with Seven, you know what I'm saying? All my people from Lexington, Kentucky. So definitely that, man. So anything that you want to shout out, you know, how can people get in touch with you? How can people, you know what I'm saying, if they want to put you on some features, how can they get in touch with you, though?
They could get in touch with me. I'm on Instagram, Mr. Black Child, at Mr. Black Child on Instagram, at Mr. Black Child on Twitter. They also could reach me by email at Mr. Black Child 718 at Gmail. And, you know, social media is a definitely good outlet to network, and because everybody is on social media nowadays. So I would suggest that would be the best one just to keep it general and informative so everybody could just go to one direction, you know what I mean? And that's what's good about social media. I heard y'all mention in YouTube earlier. They could subscribe to my YouTube channel, which is Black Child TV on YouTube. I got some new videos and new material and stuff up there. So, yeah, that's definitely the outlook to go. And they could reach me anywhere through social media, at Mr. Black Child. I respond, I follow back, and that's a good place to network.
Right.
That's what's
up. Black Child, explain this single we about to get into.
Legacy, that's my single. The video is up on on Black Child TV on YouTube. And Legacy is basically the history of Murder, Inc. Records, because originally Murder, Inc. Records was supposed to be Ja Rule, DMX, and Jay-Z. But it didn't work out because, you know, X was like Two Street, Hov was all hustle, Job was still just coming in the game, putting in his work. But what I did is I just felt that it was time for me to retell my story. So I did a song with the whole story. So it's really the history of Murder, Inc. from the beginning to the end. So as they check that out, they'll see and they'll get to hear it. And opposed to me just like explaining it on an interview, I put it together musically because I felt that that's was something that the game was missing. And that was a lane that I wanted to bring to them just to remind them.
Okay. Well, listen, why don't we get into that right now? You know what I'm saying? Why don't we get into that right now?
Let's get into it right now. Here we go.
Yo. Word to God. Silence is golden. Duct tape is silver. Cause I gotta still talk to y'all. Some shit. Yo. Light up your cushion, sip on your drinks. I'ma tell you a little something about Murder, Inc. It was supposed to be X, Ja, and Jay-Z, but Ja Flow was cold and X. Two Street, Hov was all hustle. You know the Lord love you when you spend days getting paid with no struggle. I was 4'4 bulldog and no muzzle. Cocaine rain, dope boys with all the bundles. Y'all remember the Rough Rider, Rockefeller era. Black Cal became the man in the mirror. Home on parole, caught up in the gangster moment. Gotti put a beat on, I caught a body on it. It's murder and burners and ain't stink. Bodies drop every day, all we could do is pray. And this was before the feds hit the office. I was in the streets putting bolts in the coffin. Murder. Benny better be cheese. Everybody know that I poke 50 cent, but I was back on the block with bricks for 50 cent. No radio, your boy got black, they don't hear me though. Love black boy, the work remind me of Ja and J-Lo.
Mary J. Blige, rainy days with the halo. Let the gang go. Murder, Inc. and G-Unit beef could've ended R.I.P. Then I started making movies with big range. Movie money, my side hustle, small change. I was in jail, my hype made belly. Everybody thought the Johnson was on Mag Nelly. My BM had another baby in the belly. So I started thinking big like Machiavelli. And this was before the feds hit the coffin. I was in the streets putting beats in the coffin. Murder. That's a different kid. Ready to die. Illmatic, reasonable doubt. All eyes on me. Against the world, and Wu got locked up the same night Weezy did. Now fuck the police with an AIDS dick. Ja came home right after Tunji did, and they both got paid like Eazy-E kids. Nigga, I'm like a Jake Prince Jr. surrounded by shooters from Florida to Houston, from LA to Chicago. We get to cargo, past the border like Ben Affleck and Argo. I got that AR flow, A nigga, A trap and A hood across the world. No, I might beat it with the heater, Patty with the Mac, Green with the team, McQueen, Kingpin with Rack, Gotti with the shotty, or Charlie, I catch a body and still be in the party that's popping after the party. And all this was after the feds hit the office. I'm still in the streets putting peace in the coffin. Murder. About how many bodies I've gone. Put it down forever. Riding in any weather.
Trying to stay on, man,
because
everybody's on the block.
Yo, we unheard from Black Child in here. We over here liking what, you know, that New York flavor and what it is, Black Child. You know what I'm saying? Let the people know again where they can find you at.
Man, at Mr. Black Child on Twitter, at Mr. Black Child on Instagram, Black Child on Facebook. I got 5,000 friends, but I'm flooded on Facebook, but at least, you know, I could get them inboxes and DMs. Mr. Black Child, Instagram and Twitter. And subscribe to Black Child TV on YouTube.
Okay. Well, that's what's up. That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Listen, real quick, man. Tell us, real quick, man. How was it working with, you know, Ja and Irv Gotti? And I know you got some early pictures with Lloyd, too, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I did a few songs with Lloyd when he was definitely with the Ink. And, you know, I started off, rest in peace, God bless his soul, with Jam Master Jay. He brought me into the game, you know, and then I ended up signing with Irv later on. And it just was a blessing to be in that presence because Irv is a genius, man. And then Ja got all those smacks. Actually, the tour is going on right now, the Natural Born Hitters Tour with Ja Rule and Ashanti. I performed with them last night in Philly. They in Virginia tonight. I wasn't able to make it to Virginia because I'm just stepping out of my grandmother's funeral right now. You know, God bless her soul, rest in peace. She was 87, so I'm strong because I know she's in a better place. So I was definitely able to still stay high spirit and work still. Life still goes on, so I still got interviews I got to do. I can't let life stop because I lost a loved one. And like I said, she paved the path in heaven because she done put in so much work. You know what I mean? But I was on tour last night with Ja and Ashanti. We killed it in Philly at the Electric Factory. And then New York, we was in New York the day before on Thursday. We did a show. And they in Richmond, Virginia tonight. Then they're going to be in Atlanta, North Charlotte, North Carolina. They could go online and check out the information on the tour and come through and show love and show support.
We definitely do that, Black Child. When you come to the A, you know what I'm saying, definitely, you know what I'm saying, you know, have some, you know, backstage pass,
yeah,
whatever it is,
man,
I definitely would love to come do that, definitely.
Man, yeah, I'm going to be in the A. I think the 9th we in Atlanta. And if anybody needs some after parties or something, line something up. Let's make it happen. Let's network and get the after party after the concert with Black Child hosting. And I'll come through and host, and we'll turn up because I'm definitely going to be in the A. My kids live in the A, so I'm in the A all the time.
That's what's up, Black Child. We appreciate that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what's up. You got any shout-outs, man, before we get you up out of here?
Man, I just want to shout out, you know what I mean, Keith, for holding me down. That allowed me to do this interview. Shout out to my whole Murder, Inc. family. Definitely a shout out. Rest in peace to my grandmother. Like I said, we laid to the rest today. I'm fresh out the funeral. My whole family is out here. We're about to go turn up. It was about 200 people at a funeral. So we're about to have a block party, you know? So I got to shout out my family. Yeah, for real. We're about to turn up. I was in the liquor store just now getting some another case of Ciroc. You know what I mean? For real.
That's what's up, man. Listen, before you walk out the door, Black Child, is there any advice that you want to give to these up and coming new generation artists?
Be persistent, invest in yourself, believe in yourself, and always invest in yourself. Whatever you got to do, if you got faith in your project, whether it's film, movies, music, whatever it is, invest in yourself, take it to the next level, and chase it down. Don't sit around and wait for things to come to you. Get out and go get it. You got to chase it down because a lot of times it ain't going to come to you. So you got to be persistent.
That's what's up. Yo, everybody, this is my man. You got your boy Fat Man. Kenji, and of course, Black Child on the line, you know what I'm saying? We got much love for him. We'll be definitely putting him in rotation, you know what I'm saying, and everything. Y'all make sure y'all hit him up on his Facebook, on his Twitter, on his Instagram, you know what I'm saying? Fuck with your boy, you know what I'm saying, because he's doing big things, you know what I'm saying? Murder, Inc. is definitely in the building.
In the building.
For sure. It's Murder for Life. And we got
some music
right
now. When we come back, we come back with my man Porter. I see he's going to hold over there, so we're going to get some music now. You know, West Coast, thank you, Blake. Definitely the building. We love all what you do. Irv, Gotti, Kevin, all y'all. Let me get the music right now.
DJ Khaled. Yeah. All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up.
Yes, enough.
And they stay there.
Stop now. Whoa. Keep your hands up, get them in the sky for the homies that ain't making it in my folks locked down. Whoa. I never went nowhere. Know what they saying, loot is back. Yeah. Blame it on that contour. The hood call it loot a yak. And I'm on this foolish track, so I spit my foolish flow. My hands go up and down, down. Like strippers' booties go. Whoa. My verses still be serving, yeah. Type like a million versions. Yeah. Last time on a college remix, now I'm on the original version. Ah. Can't never count me out, y'all better count me in. Got 20 bank accounts, accountants count me in. Make millions every year, yeah. For South champion, yeah. Cause all I do is
win, 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 no matter what. Whoa. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
Head on a swivel, you know serving me's a no-no. Clean as a whistle as I pull out in my Rolls Royce. Yellow bone passenger, they see it, they say, oh boy. Tell Kelly, back it up, my niggas call me loco. Down for armed trafficking, don't make me pull that fofo. Ask you what you laughing at, represent that mud life. Dirty money, bitch, you better get your mug right. We come together, holding hands and holler, mud life. We all strapping all black, it's like mud life.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get.
and they stay there. And they say yeah, and they say there. Cause all I do is win, win, win. And if you going in, put your hands in the air, make them stay there.
Heat in the kitchen, pot on the stove, water getting boiled. Dope being sold, Snoopy in the hookie, system overload. I've been running this rap game since I was 20 years old. I hung with the worst of them, bust till I burst them up, floss them up, toss them up, hard away, cross them up. Pardon me, I'm bossing up, pressure up, bless you, bro, don't mess with us. We like the U in the 80s, back to back, set a track, hit the lick, hit it back, get the trick, jump the track, bitch, I want my money back, time and time again, while I'm sipping on this gin, Al Davis said it best, just win, baby, win.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what, got money on my mind, I can never get enough, and every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up, and they stay there.
We are back on Blog Talk Radio, High Unsigned Height. We are here with my man West Coast. West Coast, what's up?
Yo, what's going on, everybody? You got your boy West Coast and Kenji definitely in the building. Stinger Boy Music Group out of the ATL, Fat City Entertainment.
Yo,
the West Coast out of Detroit. You know how we doing it. You know how we doing it. Big shout out to my man Black Child that just called in. You know what I'm saying? Murder, Inc. was definitely in the building.
Now we about to bring on Corey Brewer. Now Corey, you know what I'm saying, we got you on right now. I know you've been on hold for a minute. We want me to keep people on hold that want to come through and bless people with knowledge and what they do. So Corey, let the people know who you is.
And what to do, world? Cody Brewer, but it's all good. I'm out of Wichita Falls, Texas, down here in Northeast Texas. Right now, I'm at our first annual back to school block party. You can hear it in the background kind of going off. I had to step away from it a little bit too loud. But you can find me,
okay,
my group, Southern Dynasty Group, on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Reverb Nation, pretty much anything that the net touches. Yeah.
Well, Corey, I know you've been doing your music, for a while. You know, so I've been listening to your stuff, and I really appreciate, what you do, because everybody needs a platform and whatever it is. Let the people know what is it that you're trying to eat as far as your music. What is it that you're trying to give to the people?
Well, right now I decided I wanted to start it up a record company. I didn't anticipate being an artist. The artist that I had kind of walked away from the table when things started really getting hot, so I had to put myself in a position as an artist and go ahead and sit down and do what a boss had to do. So I made that move. The music, man, I just really want to get my company heard and out there and let everyone know that, man, if you got a dream, you put the work in and grind hard enough, you can do it. Right now I'm doing a concert with Lo G from Dope House Records, you know what I mean, and a couple of other hot artists from the city. So, you know, We out here doing what we doing. It's raining on us, and we still out here doing what we doing, bro.
Hey, rain, sleet, or shine, you got to keep it moving. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly,
what it is,
brother.
You know what I'm saying? We appreciate you. West Coast, what you got for Corey over here?
Well, man, we've been how long have you been in the game? You know what I'm saying? How long have you been putting out music?
What was that, brother?
How long have you been in the game? How long have you been putting out music?
Bro, I've been messing with music. I got involved in music about 2000. I fiddled around with it. I kind of walked away from it. I came back 2008 calling myself, wanting to make a mixtape. Got a couple of tracks into it. Walked away from it. This go around, I started late August 2015, and we just been head for it ever since, bro. Every show we can do, we started building our own studio. That way, we didn't have to hear, I don't have time or all this extra stuff. And we've been out here recording our city artists. You know, I just, like I said, I'm out here, man, just trying to get how I get to get, brother.
I hear you. Well, I know we're planning on getting your single today. Kind of explain the single to us.
What was that?
I see that we're going to debut your single today. Kind of explain the song to us.
Explain that song to us. What are we going to play today? We going to play To the Bank or we going to play Come Here? Which one are we going to do today?
I'm going to leave that up to y'all, whichever one y'all feeling, you know. It's hard to say which one I like out the music. I'm going to be my biggest hypocrite regardless. So, you know, it's going to be a hard debate between me and myself. So I'm going to let y'all choose that, and then, you know, whatever one you choose, I'll explain that track to you. You know, whether it be Come Here Girl or True Life or To the Bank, it's going to be some, you know, some real-life grimy stuff. In order to get somewhere, you're going to have to get up off your knees and your elbows and put some work in. And that's what the music's all about.
Definitely that. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate you calling in and giving us that. So, West Coast, we want to go to the bank or we going to go come here? What you want to do, homie?
Whatever makes your liver quiver, man. Go on ahead and knock it out.
Well, I'll tell you what, coming right now, Corey Brewer. You know what I'm saying? He's going to come to the bank. We're going to go to the bank. We're going to play this song. He's going to come back and explain, you know what I'm saying, what was his mode when he made this song? What he was thinking about? Why did you make this song? So, again, we're going to introduce Unsigned Hype Radio, Corey Brewer, right now. We're coming to you right now. Here it is.
Bam. I'm about to smoke this air. I'm about to pop these pills. Use this liquor to chase them down. Pills, liquor, weed, make the pain go away. Gotta get this money every day and in their way. If you do it right, laugh while they hate. Blow they rent money in their motherfucking face. Gotta get this money every day and in their way. Gotta get this money every day and in their way. Laughing on my way to the bank. Laughing on my way to the bank. Laughing on my way to the bank. Cause we about to show these motherfuckers we is what they ain't. Yeah, come through, spend $250 up in the bar. Ain't no need for VIP. In the crowd is where a nigga like me rather be. Grimy, looking at some fine hyena, sipping on this Hennessy. You better see I got a gutter team right behind us. And yeah, the front line ride strong. Got the AR-15 9mm slim all night long. 12 gauge pump, a senior ass a pretty song. From Bone Thugs and Harmony. Niggas better watch what they say when they're part of me. Pardon me. I know you stepped on my shoes, but real player boss niggas make major moves. So I'ma brush them off. Lil mama got her ass popping. Get the fuck up out my face, cause you know what I be watching. Pills, liquor, weed, make the pain go away. Gotta get this money every day and in their way. If you do it right, laugh while they hate. Know they rent money in their motherfucking face. Gotta get this money every day and in their way. Gotta get this money every day and in their way. Laughing on my way to the bank. Laughing on my way to the bank. Laughing on my way to the bank. Pop a Xanax, then I throw a hydro in my tank. Smoking on that motherfucking fire, dang. Pills, licking weed, make my pain go away. Ain't know nothing about the struggle that we been through and how we had a grind. Them niggas just hate the way that I came straight up off the mine. With these psychotic thoughts, they better watch how it is, cause we walk a fine line of chalk. And these niggas find themselves on first 48. But they ain't worth the money that we put on their weight. So we came through, used to eat on paper plates. Now everything looking to the sky, I say great. But we could get higher, building from the bottom, trying to make an empire. riding around with the Tech 9 and the AB10. Ready to kill these niggas, they next to kin and friends. Here's liquor, we make the pain go away. Gotta get this money every day and in their way. If you do it right, laugh while they hate. Know they rent money in their motherfucking face. Gotta get this money every day and in their way. Gotta get this money every day and in their way. Laughing on my way to the bank. Laughing on my way to the bank.
Laughing all the way to the bank. That's what we talking about. Laughing all the way to the bank. We got Corey Brew in the house. We like the song. It has a great meaning to it. So what is laughing all the way to the bank mean?
Man, laughing all the way to the bank means no matter what position you in, you know what I'm saying, whether you're the last man on the bottom or in the middle or up high, you can always achieve for more. Never think that it's just where the position you in is just it. You know, if you grind and you put your mind to it, you can always achieve more. You can laugh to the bank, you know what I'm saying? You can blow their rent money in their face while they hating on you. That's what laughing to the bank is.
Okay.
That's nice, man.
That's good. So, listen, man, what's this show? Record label down the road. What do you guys got coming together first of the year?
What was that?
I said, what's in store for the record label down the road? What do you guys got planned for the first of the year?
Man, for the first of the year, it's whatever's popping right now, man. I mean, if you tell me to come out to Vegas, I'm on my way, brother. You know what I mean? It's everything's open right now. It's open season. Right now, you know, we at this thing with Low G. September 2nd, we're going to be in Anadarko, Oklahoma, opening up with my homeboys from Crook Nation out of Anadarko, Oklahoma for their mixtape release party. I think we're going to go out to Shreveport after that for Baby Savage. We're going to rock a stage with Baby Savage. He's been showing us love and guiding us in the game. So we're going to ride out with him and bless him. But what we got and what we can do, you know, and from there on out is just, it's open season, brother.
Okay. Well, listen, I know the topic tonight is 46 ways to license your music. Now, you into any licensing right now or anything like that? Are you looking to license your music? What do you think about that?
We just started getting into it. Everything kind of started snowballing for us. We've been in the process of finishing up and working on a second mixtape now that we know what we doing as a group here instead of, you know, dealing with other people outside of us and they're doing their own thing and worried about themselves. We've licensed Come Here Girl, you know, that started off being our first single, so we're going to push that to the fullest. So we got that licensed. The rest of the tracks on the mixtape that's about to drop, we're working on getting that license. You know, that seems to be the best place to be. It's what's going to help us prosper more than what we're doing now. You know, we've been out here for a little over a year, and we ain't asked a dollar to do a show. You know, we've paid to do shows just to get us out there because that's the sacrifice we're prepared to make. You know, we're here at a block party sponsored by someone that their charity was giving back to kids. And we put 15 backpacks together, went to the projects out here, gave them out, and then today we turned around and pulled up with, about $100 more worth of school supplies, paper, spirals, binders, backpacks, and we're donating it to the school that we're actually performing on the side of now. You know, so.
Okay.
Well, that's what's up.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. One thing I wanted to ask you is, how important is it for local artists and new unsigned and unsigned artists to work with their community?
Man, it is very important, man. As a matter of fact, a couple of weeks ago, I put up on my Facebook page, you know, there's so many people that want love from the community that they're from, but they're not willing to give back to. And even with this thing that we're doing now, we was trying to be in the front of it. That way we can show the other artists that are performing tonight, you know, it ain't got to be $1 million. It ain't got to be $1,000. It ain't even got to be $100. As long as you trying to show people where we come from or anyone listening to the music that no matter where you at, life can get better. You can strive to be better. You know what I mean? Even if you might have to separate yourself from people.
Oh.
Yeah, you definitely have to separate your people, you know what I'm saying, from people that, you know what I'm saying, that's not good for your best interest. Definitely that.
Right, exactly. So listen, man, my thing is this. Now, what do you do when are you looking for artists right now? Is your label looking for artists? Are you looking to network? Are you looking for t-shirts? What are you guys looking for right now?
I think his call has dropped, Fat Man. You know what I'm saying? His call has dropped, so we have to continue on, you know what I'm saying, without him. But at the same time, like I say, we thank Corey Beal for calling in. We thank Black Child for calling in. Matter of fact, he's on hold right now. I'm going to bring him back on. Corey is back on. Corey, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here now, bro.
Okay, go ahead and finish what you were saying, Corey.
Yeah, man. I mean, we just try to get in front of everything and show kids, older people our age, man, you can always be better than what it is. I mean, if you're feeling that you're in a position of life that it can't get no better, it can always get better. You know, everyone that has affiliations with my label has came from the lowest of the low. You know, we came from being kids with no mothers and no fathers and having to live on the streets and having to hustle. But now we've opened our eyes and we've came together and we've actually started building something, you know, which we even have kids in the studio when we're recording right now, you know, it's become more than, you know, you can dream it, you can make it happen.
Right.
That's what it is, man. That's what it is.
That's what's up.
You can dream it, you can make it happen. Yeah,
right.
Anybody listening to the sound of my voice out there, please make it happen. Like, if you believe in who you are and what the music that you put out, please make it happen. Again, there's 46
right.
different ways that you can license your music. Not mechanical.
Right.
You got mechanical and sync license. Again, that's what we're going to talk about on this show. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate, you know what I'm saying, Black Child. We appreciate Corey Brewer. You know what I'm saying? From different parts of the country. You got New York. You got, I think it's Arizona, if I'm not mistaken.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? There's a whole different part of the country, but at the same time, do your thing, Sada.
Right.
All right.
Tell everybody where they can hit you up, where they can find your music, where they can find you at.
Man,
yes.
You can find me at Southern Dynasty Group on Twitter, Southern Dynasty Group on Reverb Nation, Southern Dynasty Group on SoundCloud. If that don't work, you can find me at C. Brewer, Twitter, SoundCloud, Reverb Nation, pretty much anywhere the net'll touch. If you in somewhere around Texas and happen to be by Wichita Falls, I trip and stumble into your boy, we'll hit the booth, we'll record something, whether it be a feature with me or just Joe track, you know, to every artist out there, good luck, grind hard, it's not an easy road. Just, you got to do you, pimping, you know, and touch every stage you possibly can and spread the word that you have. Because without the fans and without the community, you're nothing. You always got to remember
definitely,
that.
Definitely, Corey. So I hope, Corey, that you're going to be here for the One Music Fest in Atlanta, Georgia. We would definitely want you, you know, to come to Atlanta for the A3C Festival. That's one of the biggest festivals, you know what I'm saying, in the country besides the South by Southwest. We definitely want, you know, Corey Brewer. Again, check out his Facebook, his Twitter, all the things that he got going on. Corey, we definitely appreciate you coming on the show and giving some insight on what it is and how you get paid. And again, this show is about how you get paid by 46 different ways. People don't even know that. And what you have to do is mechanical and sync license. And what it is. Corey, we thank you. Anything else you want to give to the people?
Hey, I just want to thank y'all brothers for letting me come on and get out there. Thank everyone for listening to y'all for letting us shine along with you. And, hey, live your dream and do what you do, man, because every day ain't promised to you, but you can always make the next day that you live a better day than it was yesterday.
All right, well, Corey, we appreciate you, man. We're going to get into some music right now. First thing we got coming up is Sting Above Music Group, Mr. Rome Logan. Rome, if you're listening out there, I want you to call in. You know what I'm saying? You said you was going to call in, but we're going to do some pull-up, and then we're going to get in some Arc Ella. We're going to do that. So right now, Mr. West Coast, Mr. Corey Brewer, we thank y'all, you know what I'm saying, so much. So what you do? Now we're going to get into Rome Logan pull-up right now. Here we go.
Yeah.
Girl, I'm on my way. Yeah, I know you wanna. Yeah, I know you wanna smoke and drink with me. You come my way. Every day is like Saturday. You can smoke and drink with me. Come and smoke with a n***a on the low. Find me at the crib on the road or in the yo. Hotline blinking cause they know I'm finna blow. Hear it in my voice. The chosen one, you ain't even got a choice. Come through, hit the blunt, boo. Bring some 1-2. We about to do some shit you might enjoy. Girl, I'm
I'm talking about putting on ride now. Glocks in my mind's house. Front you with that work. Out in front of niggas work. He say he want that head up, but we don't fight fair, bruh. Catch you slipping from your backside, then knock you out. Ace gon' stump you out, then Buddha gon' stump you out. Mama ever seen with a busted eye and busted mouth? Nah, I'm merely poking out. Four busy poking out. Death row day, show you what this West Coast about.
I die for my motherfucking nigga. Jump in front of bullet for my motherfucking nigga. On the stand, I lie for my motherfucking nigga. Rob a bank, I drive for my motherfucking nigga. Real talk, I don't really fuck with too many niggas. Cause niggas drop a dime on you like a couple nickels. I be laughing to the bank like the fucking money tickle. Dropping something that you ain't. Top off, suck a nipple. And I never put a hoe before my bro. Don't be for no hoe. And my niggas sell them keys if you can't open your door. Hope you buy it from my motherfucking niggas. When it rains, it pours, it's dry for me and my fucking niggas. Yeah, I kill for my motherfucking niggas. Vice versa, eyes red from the kush, eye blue. White person got my middle finger on the trigger and with my little finger to you niggas. I swear, fuck all y'all niggas. Except my niggas.
Said that I'ma ride for my motherfucking niggas. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side all day with my niggas. And I ain't going in, that's only with my nigga. I just spent $1 million on my motherfucking niggas. You catch me out Chicago with the motherfucking hitters. Call around the number 9. And when we on the lane, we ain't fucking with the liquor. I'ma buy 100 bottles just to give it to the bitch. She keep liking all my bitches, cause she see the way I ball. How my wrist in every little, catch you at the red light. Have them screaming, can't get up, say niggas from the bottom and the damn thing chain. Kept me out, kind of screaming money. For my motherfucking nigga. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side all day with my niggas. And I ain't going in, that's only with
my nigga. $250,000 for a verse, nigga. I don't know, is it me or is your thirst, nigga? You niggas ain't got no joints. Like the injured Chris Paul, you ain't got no point. I just come through with a couple bossy bitches. They get money too, they some don't cross me bitches. Flossy bitches, Sergio Rossi bitches. And if we at the game, then it's flossy bitches. I ride for my bitches. I'm so fucking rich, I cop rides for my bitches. Dollar menu fries, apple pies, other bitches. I drop a freestyle and get a rise out of bitches. Bitches, my bitches. I need a nigga with some different strokes, tied bitches. Shout out to my main bitches and my side bitches. Need a nigga with some good neck, eye stretches. My nigga.
Said that I'ma ride for my motherfucking nigga. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side all day with my niggas. And I ain't going
got
in this with
my
nigga. My nigga, my nigga.
You better get your motherfucking oven mitt, bitch.
Yo, West Coast, we on Unsigned High Radio, episode 2. We doing it big in this thing. Las Vegas in the building, ATL in the building. What's up to Dino Metro Boys Entertainment in Atlanta, Georgia? Yes, we got West Coast. West Coast, what's up?
You know, what's up, Brian Kenji? You can check the West Coast now. I get live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. We doing it real big today. Big shout out to my man
Baby.
Who just called in. My man, big shout out to my man Cody who just called in. Cody Brewer out there doing it real big. And of course, my man Black Child, you know, from Murder Inc.
Yeah,
you know,
let us
know what's going on. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Let me get some shout-outs to my people downstairs. What's up? What's up, Cornell Foster? What's up, you know, to my people downstairs? You know what I'm saying? And they're all doing big. They're listening on this radio station. Matter of fact, we got somebody that's on hold right now. Let me bring them in right now.
Let's see what
they got to say. I'm from the 702. What's up, shout-out? You in the building. What's up?
What's good? Just Trigger on your line one time, though.
Hey, what's up, Trigger? How you doing, my brother?
Man, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Thanks for having me, man. What's going on?
What's going on, Trigger, man? We appreciate you. Go ahead, West Coast.
Listen, man, we just sitting here talking about, I'm So Vegas movement, man. We appreciate you calling in, man. I know this is short notice and everything like that, man. But we want to get the exclusive story straight from you, man. What actually happened the other night, man? I heard you had over 300 people out there.
Oh, yeah, man. It was definitely active, man. You know what? Gang unit showed up. Because I guess I had a few high-profile gang members on my roster, and they were supposed to be performing, and everywhere these guys perform, gang units tried to show up and shut the establishment down. So they showed up about 15 minutes before my event. I guess some local promoter got a little jealous, and he kind of alerted them to my flyer. So once they came up, they had the printout of my flyers with all the names and stuff on there. But like what I was telling them, if it's anybody that can bring out everybody in the city as far as, you know, all these street cats, I don't care what's their background, you know, what gang they from. We had almost every gang in the city out there. But it was all love. It was no altercation or any of that, you know. But before we can actually get it really crunk and get it started, you know, they tried to shut us down, and then they actually couldn't shut us down. So then they figured, okay, if we take the promoter to jail, which was myself, if we take the promoter to jail, then the thing can't happen. So they lied and came up with a bogus accusation, said I had a warrant from 4 or 5 months ago, which was totally false. I had no warrant. They just wanted to arrest me so they could stop my party. So they threw me in custody, and then I sat down in the county for 7 hours. And if you know anything about Las Vegas County, nobody gets out of county in 7 hours. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They let me out, released me on my own signature. I didn't even have to bond out, you know, and I was out within 7 hours. But my party was a total, you know, it wasn't really a failure. I can't say that because just seeing how many people had so much love for me and came out to support the movement, it made me happy, man. So I know next time I do it, I'm gonna really get a lot of love from the town, you know. And not only that, I had some music executives up in there scouting new talent, you know. So they was ready to check out the Las Vegas music scene. So the part and I documented all that on the Facebook and on the flyer and stuff. So I'm sure the police knew that this was a positive thing, but you know that didn't matter, man. They just wanted to stop a young brother from doing his thing.
Right. Well, what I want you to do, man, is I want you to do, because the world is definitely listening right now. We got all the ATL listening, you know what I'm saying, all overseas right
for
now.
Sure.
I want you to explain the I'm So Vegas movement. How did you come up with this concept?
Well, you know, I just wanted to actually do something to get the whole city involved. Normally, I just work on Trigger. I put out several projects that I've been here, had songs on the radio, music playing in the clubs, billboards with my face on it. But this time, you know, I just wanted to get back to the city. So I came up with the movement, I'm So Vegas, because it was basically a hashtag that I've seen floating around for a little bit, but wasn't nobody utilizing it. So, you know, I was gone for a little bit. Once I stepped back into town, I said, you know what, I'm going to do something for the city. So then I came up with the idea to put a compilation album together on all the various artists we got out here, because we got a lot of good talent in Las Vegas. So what started off as a single CD, I got so many submissions and good feedback, it turns into a double CD, and then it just keep on coming. I didn't want to leave nobody out. So I involved all the artists. So it actually turned into a quadruple CD that I'm going to be dropping all on the same day.
Okay. Now I asked you to send me some music. Just name a few artists that's a part of your CD.
Name a few artists that's a part of my CD?
Name them all.
Shout
them out.
Okay, well, I got Marley Marl. Y'all know Marley Marl from Love & Hip Hop. I got a song with him on my CD. I got Y'all the Ray. Y'all the Ray did a I think he signed with Rick Ross and Maybach Music. I got him a part of the CD. I got a song from Sugar Free on there. But then as far as the local artists, I got everybody that's in Vegas that means something. If I start naming names, I'm going to leave somebody out. But just to name a few, I got a few Reptables. I got Ducky on there. I got Lil Sox on there. I got Misfit. And if you know about Misfit, she's like the queen of Vegas right now, like really putting on for the city, you know. I got myself on there. I got so many people on there, man. It's ridiculous, man. Y'all just going to have to check that thing out when he come out. That boy hot.
Well, give the people give the people where they can find this at, where they can download this at. What's your Twitter? What's your Facebook? Let the people know where they can find you at.
Everybody there? What's going on?
Hello, can you hear me?
We can hear you, Doc. Go ahead. Go. Let me know where you find all this music at.
Yeah. They'll be able to find it on imsovegas.com. I'm so with two O's and so Vegas.com. You know, it's my website I had put together strictly to honor the artists that's on the compilation. And, you know, just get ready to get geared up. My Twitter is Trigger702, TRIGAAH. 702, and on Facebook, if you just put in Trigger, my first name gonna come up. Put in TRIGA, and then my name gonna come up. So you know, I gotta and it's the same thing for my Instagram, Trigger702, and okay. Yeah, that's what it do.
That's what okay. We appreciate you coming on and doing what you're doing, West Coast. You don't sound, you know, you got some more questions for him. Go ahead, do what you do, though.
Well, you know what. You know, me and Trigger, we go back, you know what I'm saying? We go back like, you know, like Cadillac Seats and everything like that, man. So, Trigger, what you got new coming, man? Well, I know you got something brewing up, something up your sleeve. What you got going on?
Well, actually, I got the single, I'm So Vegas, that really started it all. I got the single that's really, you know, it's myself, it's my single. And I'm, you know, I'm finna start gearing up, promoting that, getting ready to shoot the video for it. You know, I'm not really hyped on really putting out a whole project on Trigger right now. Right now, I'm just focusing on the city and trying to get the city some love. Cause, you know, I like you say, man, we go way back. So you know how long I've been doing this, bro. So I've been reaping the benefits. Right now, it ain't, like I said, I'm not really making a movement about me. I'm making it about the whole city, man. So that's what I'm really focusing on.
Okay. Now, do you plan on doing another I'm So Vegas event?
Definitely. I'm gonna do another I'm So Vegas event. We looking at probably doing it this week, if not this week, doing it next week. But we got a few things we gotta handle and take care to make sure, you know, that they don't come shut us down. We thinking about just going ahead and putting the police on the payroll, you know, making them a part of the event, you know what I mean? And, you know, once you make them a part and give them a little money, then they relax a little bit, you know? So that's what we're going to do. It's all politics, so we're going to play the game.
Okay.
Hey, that's what it is.
You know, when you put the event together, make sure Unsigned Hype is definitely in the deal.
We definitely
most definitely.
We definitely need to be in the building.
Oh, most definitely, man. I was checking y'all out yesterday when my man I Am Gifted was on the station and stuff doing his thing. You know, but I appreciate y'all for having me, man, and I definitely ain't gonna forget y'all when it's time to go down. I definitely want y'all in the building.
Well, we thank you. I know West Coast, thank you. Yeah, we definitely, you know what I'm saying, that West Coast. And we definitely going to be out there, you know what I'm saying, doing some things. West Coast, you know what I'm saying, we going to get back to the music. We going to get back to the music?
Yeah, we're going to get back to the music. Man, look at you, man. One love, man. God bless, man. You need me, just inbox me.
Yes, sir. I got you. I appreciate
it. Make sure that you send your music to his inbox so we can definitely have it there. But right now, we want to bless everybody. We want to thank West Coast. We want to thank Black Child. We want to thank all the callers that have called in and Shine. Make sure that you go to their Facebook, their Twitters, and all that, and request they music. Again, this is the Unsigned Hype Radio with my man West Coast and me, myself, Kenji McEwen, and everybody that's called in. We thank you again. Now we're going to get into some of this. We're going to blame it on the alcohol, man, because you know what we do, and that is what it is. Again, we're going to blame it on the alcohol. Here we go.
She already knew what to figure. Had her looking at her boyfriend like, ah,
walk up in the club, I'm a flirt. When you're not at me, when I roll up on them dubs, I'm a flirt. Sometimes when I'm with my chick on the low, I'm a flirt. And when she's with a man looking at me, damn right, I'm a flirt. So homie, don't bring your girl to meet me, cause I'm a flirt. And baby, don't bring your girlfriend to eat, cause I'm a flirt. Please believe it, unless your game is tight and you trust her, then don't bring her around me, because I'm a flirt. Now I swear to tell the truth and the whole truth. When it comes to hoes, I be pimping like I supposed to, holding like I supposed to, shining like I supposed to, in the club fucking with honeys like I supposed to. I don't understand when a nigga bring his girlfriend to the club, freaking all on the floor with his girlfriend in the club, and wonder why all these players trying to holler at her. Just soon as she go to the bathroom, nigga, I'm gonna holler at her. A dog on the prowl when I'm walking through the mall. If I could, man, I probably would work with all of y'all. Yeah, yeah, homie, you say she your girlfriend, but when I step up to her, I'ma be like cousin. Believe me, man, this is how them players do it in the shop. And plus, we got them player at flirters in the shop. Now, the moral of the story is cuff your bitch, cause hey, I'm black, handsome, I say, plus I'm rich, and I'm a hurt.
Hey, homie, you ain't getting no money, you better keep away from me.
Well, if you love your girl and want to keep your girl, don't be walking up and asking me to meet your girl. Because I'm well enough to flirt when I see your girl. She went the eyes on the slide, I see your girl. Better treat your girl right, cause another man will. Better eat your girl like another man will. Cause you leave your wife and I see your wife. Let me be for real, how long you think it's gonna be your wife? When I'm living the life, you just getting it right. Yo, lady, look at me cause you ain't hitting it right. She probably used to like you cause you the business type. That's until I came along and put some dick in the light. When I say how that ass look a dick in the light, I noticed she was checking me and dick in the eyes. Hey, if I get that tonight, better hit that twice. I could even make a mind if I hit that right. You know, smack that thing, hit that right. Up on that dresser, yeah, that's right. Pulling on her hair like we're getting in a fight. Yeah, I know it's kind of tight, but it'll swing just right. So if you give her sexy and she pass me, don't be upset, G, cause you might catch me trying to catch a glance up a skirt, double clan in reverse. If I see her, I'm like a damn.
Let's go, y'all. When I pull up to the club, all the shouters be like, damn, 28, then I be like, girl, you know just who I am, don't hate, hate. See, I done fell in love with a stripper, y'all. All I do is flirt with her and I get them draws. And I don't need no help, I got it down pack. Said if pain was gonna flirt, now you can't down that. Now I'm a forever, I'm in or out of town. That's why they call me Teddy Pendergrass. I be like, oh, I see ya, only mama me, I'm more pain. What is your name? I'm feeling your vibe and I'm hoping you feel the same. I'ma wink my eye and let you know I got the game. When I blast by, I know exactly what you say. He's
walk up in the club, I'm a flirt. When you're not with me, when I roll up on them dubs, I'm a flirt. Sometimes when I'm with my chick on the low, I'm a flirt. And when she's with a man looking at me, damn right, I'm a flirt. So homie, don't bring your girl to meet me, cause I'm a flirt. And baby, don't bring your girlfriend to eat, cause I'm a flirt. Please believe it, unless your game is tight and you trust her, then don't bring her around me, because I'm a flirt. Now if you walk up in the club with a bad chick and she looking at me, then I'm gon' hit. Man, jacking for chicks, I tried to quit it, but I'm a player, homie, so I had to hit it. While you're buying her drinks in the club, acting like you in love, starting like you all thug, we were switching numbers. She looking at you when I walk by, you turn your head, she wink her eye. I can't help it if she checking for a platinum type of guy. She be calling me daddy, and I be calling her mommy. She be calling you Kelly, when your name is Tommy. Bring them around me. Let me remind you that I am the king of R&B. Do you know what that means? That means if you love your chick, don't bring her to the VIP, cause I might leave with your chick. Just keeping it real, my nigga, it's a player's feel, my nigga. Don't take no bitch to the club when you just met her, my nigga. Cause I'ma flirt with her, and he gon' flirt with her. And if she looking that good shit, she gon' flirt with her. I'ma flirt. Soon as I see her walk up in the club, I'ma flirt. Oh, when you're yeah. Me, gonna roll up in the club, I'ma flirt. Sometimes yeah. When I'm with my chick on the low, and when she's with a man looking at me, damn right, I'ma flirt. So homie, don't bring your girl to me, cause I'ma flirt. And baby, don't bring your girl to me, cause I'ma flirt. Please believe it, unless your game is tight and you trust her, then don't bring her around me, because
Yo. We back on Unsigned Hot Radio with my man West Coast and myself, Kenji McEwen. Yes, out here from Atlanta all the way to the West Coast. West Coast, where you at, man?
I'm right here. What's going on, man?
Okay, well, West Coast, you know what I'm saying? We want to end it. We want to thank Black Child. We want to thank Corey Brewer. And we want to thank you, man, from Las Vegas. What's his name again? Okay, we definitely want to give a shout out to everybody that's called in tonight, anybody that's listening to the sound of our voice, or anybody that's calling in to listening. We thank you. You know, so it is, it's Stingleboy Music Group by way of West Coast. If you want to get, you know, in touch with Stingleboy Music Group, you want to get in touch with West Coast, we definitely going to give you, you know, some more music and everything that we do. We are Unsigned Hype Radio. Wes, anything you want to give to the people?
Oh, y'all, we want to appreciate y'all for listening to us. You know what I'm saying? We had an action-packed show, like we said. There are 46 different ways to license your music. You know what I'm saying? We'll be putting up some things during the course of the night. Make sure you go to either Kingsley's page or my page. Pick it off the wall, you know what I'm saying, and do your homework. Do your due diligence, trying to make sure that your music is getting in the right way and use it proper manner to help forward your career. The only person that can forward your career is you. The only person that believes in you the most, you. That don't necessarily mean that they're on your side. I mean, folks like that the other day about personal things that's going on in my life and everything like that. And that's another thing that we want to stress about trying to make it in this music game, in this music era. You have to have and surround yourself with positive people. That means from your girlfriend down to you. Every girlfriend don't believe in what you're doing. A lot of women out here believe that this is a bunch of nonsense. They believe that this is a bunch of bullshit. They think they're just out making excuses to get away from home so we can go out. Now, they don't understand the lost hours, the sleepless nights, the nights throughout grinding and networking and promotion and stuff like that. When you're in the music business, this shit don't stop. It goes on 24 hours, 8 days a week, 395 days a year. So you just make sure you get in where you fit in at. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of women out here and a lot of people that will kill your dream. You don't need dream killers around you. You need to surround yourself with positive people that want to succeed, not want to see you stagnate, not want to see you fall behind. So you have to pick and choose who you want in your circle. My circle is so small that I can go around and smack my own self. That's how small my circle is. You know what I'm saying? And it's getting smaller by the day. You know what I mean? Sometimes you have to get rid of people that don't believe in you. Sometimes you have to get rid of people that don't feel feel that you're worthy. You also have to know your self-worth in this game. You're worthy of everything that for men out there, you are kings. For my women that is out there listening, you are our queens. We need our queens to stand behind us a little bit more than what they're doing instead of thinking that we're always on some bullshit, always on some old nonsense, anything like that. We're working hard to try to make a living for you and our families, for our kids, so our kids don't have to struggle. You know, we got people out here making music. Over 40 years, their kids and grandkids and kids won't never have to worry about nothing. Why? Because they knew how to market themselves. They knew how to license music. You got people out here like the Rolling Stones that's doing things. Rolling Stones been in the game ever since the early 50s. They're still licensing their music. They're still out here on tour performing. They're still doing their damn thing. Sometimes we take a little bit from someone else to keep ourselves going. You know what I'm saying? There's just a little bit more of Fat Man out here on the West Coast. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to everybody that's listening. You know what I'm saying? We will be back next week with another action-packed show and more of information. We are the most informative radio station and radio show on the West Coast, on the planet. You know what I'm saying? That's your
that's
boy Fat Man.
That's it, Shotty. I want to give out to Keomi, if she's listening right now. Keomi, the one and only, downstairs from me. I know she's listening, you know what I'm saying, on that radio station. We want to thank everybody that's listening. Listen to the sound of our voice. I want to give a shout-out to West Coast, you know what I'm saying? He out on that West Coast. If you need to get at him, listen, he's part of Stinger Boy Music Group. Yes, yes. If you want to get signed and do what you do, and you want to get taught about what we're talking about today, holler at my man out on West Coast. I'm on the East Coast. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. If you're in Atlanta, Georgia, and you want to holler at me, you can hit me on my Facebook, which is Kendrick McEwen. You can hit me on my Twitter, which is Kendrick McEwen. You can hit me on my IG. You can hit me anything is Kendrick McEwen. Holler at me, and we definitely West Coast, give them where they can holler at you at.
On my Facebook, you know what I'm saying, L.A. Mobley Jr. and A. Fat Man, Detroit's finest. You know what I'm saying? You can also find me on Instagram at Fat Man, Detroit's finest, P-H-A-T-M-A-N, Detroit's finest. Also, you can find me on Twitter as Fat Man, P-H-A-T-M-A-N, 313. You know what I'm saying? Hit me up. Let me know if you're trying to send me some music, if you're trying to get on the radio show, be seen, be heard. You know what I'm saying? Me and Kenji will definitely be doing some things out there in the ATL very, very, very soon. We have a lot of music conferences coming out there, and I'm pretty sure Kenji will be doing that. Kenji, there's a music conference coming out there in the ATL.
And the ATL, Shutter, we got the One Music Fest. If you ain't been to that, you need to come to that. We got the A3C Festival that's going on. BET is always in Atlanta. If you're in Atlanta, you want to get heard on the radio. If you got some music, please send it to my man Fat Man or to myself. We will definitely get you on, get you an interview on this show. We are the Unsigned Hype Radio, and we doing it big. But I tell you what, you know, Stinger Boy Music in the house. West Coast, you are part of Stinger Boy Music. We doing this big. Nashville, Tennessee is in the building. I know they had the NEMA Awards in Nashville today. I want to give out a shout-out to Cormac, anybody that's listening to Sounds in Nashville, and we're going to end it with my man, Rome Logan. Rome Logan, what's up? If you listen to the sound of my voice, Monica, if you listen to my sound of my voice, Darren James, if you listen to the sound of my voice, we're going to end it with this pull-up right here. West Coast, anything you got to say to the folks out here before we end this right now?
I will see y'all next week, same time, same place, same station. You know what I'm saying? This is Unsigned Hype Radio, straight from Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. We see y'all, man.
Let's go, Shotty.
Girl, I'm on my way. Yeah, I know you want it. Yeah, I know you want to smoke and drink with me. You come my way. Every day is like Saturday. You can smoke and drink with me. Girl, you should pull up. You should come and roll with it on the low. You should come and smoke with a n***a on the low. Find me at the crib on the road or in the yo. Hotline blinking cause they know I'm finna blow. Hear it in my voice. The chosen one, you ain't even got a choice. Come through, hit the blunt, boo. Bring some 1-2. We bout to do some shit you might enjoy. Girl, I'm on my cranberry in the vodka, hit the vape. You ain't got a lot, I know you wanna hang. Hit me anytime, girl, we do this every day. Just send me a text, send you the address, put this in your GPS. Yes, we got bottles, we celebrating life. Can't stunt, I'm up next, girl, I'm on my. Yeah, I know you want it. Yeah, I know you want to smoke.
me. Girl, I guarantee you gon' wanna sex every night of the week. You got a pretty face and your body on fleek. If you pull up at the crib, you know what it's gon' be. Netflix and chill, let's keep it real. Got drinks on ice, girl, twist up, get out, girl. You should get to know me, yeah. You should get to know me. You ain't gotta say too much from the look in your eyes.